Hey everybody, you just hit the Survivor jackpot. Make sure to stay tuned on AfterBuzz TV to hear us break down this week's episode.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello everybody. Welcome to AfterBuzz for the second week of Survivor season 34. This is the third episode, second week. We're so excited to have you guys here today.
We are. It's the jackpot episode.
It's a Survivor jackpot. We're pumped to have you guys here.
I feel like we hit the jackpot with all you guys watching and joining us in the live chat.
Exactly. We love you guys. We love all your comments and everything. Make sure to keep letting us know throughout the whole episode your thoughts. And give us a thumbs up if you like this video and let us know how we're doing. So I'm your host, Paige Bonanno. You guys can follow me on social media at Paige Bonanno. And my wonderful co-hosts for tonight are...
Me. I'm here. Dominique Price.
Where can they find you, Dom?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Dominique_ESQ. I'm here.
Dom's a little tired today. She just got back from Cabo.
Just crushing it. Seriously, a game changer out here. My name is Michael Rippey. You can catch me on social media at Mike Rips.
I'm sorry, guys. I came back from Cabo and went directly to work.
Oh, gosh. It's crazy today. But anyways, we're happy to have you. Dom's happy to have you guys here.
I'm super
She's going to try
excited.
To pep up for tonight, and it's going to be great.
I'm pepped. Let's go.
So, Survivor 34, the third episode. Overall thoughts tonight. I mean, right away, we started off with a tribe swap. Were you guys, I know we saw that in the preview last week, but were you expecting that to happen so soon? What do you think was the whole reasoning behind that?
I liked it. I wouldn't be upset if they did a tribe swap every third episode. Keep screwing it up.
Just keep it going, yeah.
Bleep that for the word that was really going to come out.
I didn't think that it was going to happen like that, but mm-hmm. I think it makes sense, actually, when you think about it, 18 to break them into sixes. Mm-hmm. But I think the most thing I thought about them switching into six was that it just shows you that last week when you stick your head out mm-hmm. early, it's so silly because all you got to do is get through a couple of days and look, yep. all of a sudden it all resets.
Everything changes.
Thing. That's why I never understand the point, and I will continue to harp on it. Why throw yourself under the boat or into the fire right at the start of the game?
Like, who are you referring to? Like,
well,
what?
Last week with Tony.
Okay.
And that's why he got voted out.
Yeah.
Because he's playing too aggressively at the start.
So yeah, it's like, yeah.
You saw the surprise on everyone's face. They're like, oh, Tony got, got voted out.
That's true, yeah.
But imagine it. If you just stay quiet and mm-hmm. you're not one of those people that have to go crazy, you're moved on. And look at Michaela. Mm-hmm. Again, Michaela was struggling, and now it looks like Michaela's got a fresh start again.
Right,
because
yeah.
she's on a new tribe. Now, last week is, 3 days later, it's all different.
Yeah, and the one tribe had gone to tribal council twice, mm-hmm. so they were definitely down two players, and everybody else had the same amount. So, that could have factored in
question,
as well.
And question for you guys out there. Do you think that the game is completely set up before they go to play it?
Oh, for
or
sure.
After, like,
what,
let's say...
What do you mean?
So the one tribe, they lost two people. Do you think at that point they're like, you know what? Because they lost two people, let's break it into threes quicker.
I do.
Then, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
I definitely
more
think
even,
so.
Whereas if it wasn't two tribe members from the one tribe mm-hmm. right away, maybe they don't do that breakup right away?
I feel like we've noticed that before in previous seasons, just like when a tribe goes to tribal council that many times and they like it just seems like then right away it's a switch. I mean, I think you kind of have to.
Right,
to some
but
extent.
That's like when we did Beauty versus Bronze
versus
Bronze stayed going to tribal for weeks. It
yes.
was like, oh my God, I can like throw them a bone because they were down to like three or four people. But I loved how I think it was Joseph who was saying. I think it was Joseph who just said something must be up as far as how they're going to do this mm-hmm. season of Survivor mm-hmm. for them to do a jackpot so early on in the season. And I would tend to agree with what he just said mm-hmm. For the simple fact that I've been watching Survivor legit since season one, and I've never seen them switch it up so fast. I like it just because we're talking about all-stars here. They're playing at a different level already, mm-hmm. and so you can't allow them to get too comfortable because look at Sandra.
That's
like,
a great
legit,
point.
It took her 1 week to get a whole army together. They were going to kill a baby goat
No,
for
it took her.
Her
15 minutes to get a whole army together.
They were going to kill a baby goat.
She's got magical powers. What I want to say, though, it was
what
amazing how Zeke was able to immediately call that they were doing the tribe swap right away.
Oh, yeah. Zeke just has this, like, intuition, and he's just, like, so savvy on Survivor that it's just, like, he knows what's going on at all times,
I think
like.
He's the ultimate fan.
I
may give him that.
He really is ultimate fan. I feel like they could have gone, though, like, one more week. Like, if the tribe that had lost two players would have gone travel again. I feel like they would have had no choice. But yeah, I mean, maybe like you were saying, they just did it this time just to switch things up right away because you don't want people to get too comfortable because they're all so good.
It's season 34.
It's season 34. They gotta do some new stuff. Yeah, I mean, for real. We see with the new tribes, I mean, there are a couple people that are kind of, seemingly effed over, I guess. Like Troy's on, who's the only one. He's obviously not effed over because he did find an idol, but like he's the only one from his tribe, and the same with JT. Like there's two people that are the only two, and then Caleb and Haley are the only ones on red.
I keep forgetting Haley is in this game.
You keep forgetting Haley's in this game.
Tonight was the first time where I was like, oh, Haley.
Haley.
I think that's okay, though, because there are so many people.
It's still early.
It's still early, and it's clear that it's hard to remember exactly who's where, and the switching is so
quick. Yeah.
Yeah, you know I'm more of a Survivor at the Merge kind of gal.
Yes. It's funny, though, like with... I don't know the names anymore. I'm just going to go green, blue, and red. I don't know which one is which.
Green is Tavua.
Tavua.
That's the new one.
Okay.
Blue is Nuku.
Okay. And then red is Mana.
Yeah, Mana.
So with Nuku, every single person was not on the Nuku tribe except for JT. So basically, like, Malcolm, Jeff, Aubrey, like, they came in there and they're like, we're literally in a resort here. Like, everybody from that tribe that decorated it nicely with the hanging balls.
Where did they get those hanging balls?
They're, like, blown glass in, like, a netted fixture.
And that's what Malcolm calls it, the Survivor jackpot, talking about how they have the chickens tied up.
They have, like, the chickens.
Everything is like a resort. They have the nicest setup.
The toolkit, which they didn't get.
It's amazing.
They didn't get any of that stuff when they jumped off, and it's like... It sucks because the only person from that original tribe is JT that gets to enjoy it, and everybody else had to go either start a new one or go to the Mana tribe, which didn't have anything either.
I was surprised that they didn't show, I guess, some of the Nuku tribe that had to go other places.
Yeah.
Them and
their reaction?
Yeah, we didn't see any of them being like, man, this is kind of terrible.
This kind of sucks.
All this awesome stuff, and now I'm over here.
So you guys know how you guys may not know this. So one of the things that I've come accustomed to loving with Big Brother is that they do Big Brother After Dark, so you can actually like log on and just see what's happening.
Oh, cool.
I love that for Survivor just because there's so many conversations, little things that happen that you feel like you miss because they, you know, so much happens in an episode that they can't give us everything. But those kind of reactions, we all know my girl Michaela probably had a tude. I would have loved to have seen exactly how her new tribe members kind of meshed well with her attitude.
Well, and it's
we
just
don't
like...
see a lot from I can't think of her name. Suri. Like, I would have loved to have seen a little bit more, like, how other people meshed with her attitude.
Right. Well, it's just, like, even that's a good idea for Survivor, just to for people to get to know people's personalities a little bit more. Like, even, like, if it's not too much about the gameplay, too, like, obviously that's huge and people want to see that, but just getting to know them as a person. And, like, kind of, I feel like that would make... change people's minds in like different
and then again this is All-Star, so we've seen a full season of these individuals play, so we kind of have a little bit knowledge of them, but still, like you were saying last week, it's a new season. We have to give them a clean slate and watch them as if this is the first time that they're playing Survivor. So I would still love that insight with this group.
It's funny though, because like before they all came on Game Changers, it was like, how are you gonna, like, I mean, we haven't seen too much, it's literally the third episode, but it's like, oh, I'm a totally different player because I'm gonna do this, and then like they kind of come and you're like, you're literally the exact same person,
right?
Like, you're not changed. Gonna change that much,
but isn't it like life, you have New Year's resolutions, yeah, and you're like, I'm gonna be such a
new
better
year,
person,
new me, like, and new Survivor,
I've worked out once.
It shows you how quickly they resort back to who they are,
exactly,
because it's early in the game and they're right back to who they are.
Exactly We see like right away with Nuku, they're kind of out on the life boat, the raft, and it's everybody. They're like, oh, this is great. We're all here together. And then JT is obviously like the Lone Ranger here. And he is pretty happy because Malcolm bends the spear. And this gives him a chance to go back and look for the idol. So basically he's like, you know, I can't be gone for too long. I need to look for this. And he finds the idol. I mean, like, everybody suspects it, though, which is a little... sketchy at first, because everybody's like, hey, you know, I think we know that this guy's looking for the idol. But anyways, I thought it was...
I thought it was clever.
I mean, from the onset
of, it wasn't just like a random idea of let's all go snorkeling. He set out like, let me go ahead and get them all on this raft, get them far out.
It's
enough.
It's a perfect out.
Wait until there's a reason why somebody would need to go back. I honestly think he bent the doggone thing himself.
He might have. Here's what I want to say though to that.
Yeah.
I like the foresight and the idea. Mm-hmm. I really didn't like the execution. And I would like to know what you guys watch and what you think about his execution. Because here's the thing. Yes, he did find an idol, right? But they all knew what he was doing. So it's almost like he's pit his entire tribe against him.
But how would you have executed it? Speculated. Like, yeah. I don't think anyone was like, that's for sure what he's doing. They knew, know for a fact.
They knew it didn't take him that long.
But I'm like, he'd have to be, honestly, any one of them in that position would have at least taken 2 seconds to look for an idol.
But it felt like...
Yes, anybody.
We would have been upset at his gameplay if he had not taken that time to look for
something.
Without
question, but it seemed like he could have played it better.
But how?
It seemed... By not taking so long, because it seemed like on the raft, they were all talking like, oh, he's got us.
Yeah.
And he's looking for that idol. He's doing it. And plus, the way he was picking up their clothes, moving around, they're going to know even if they didn't know on the
raft. And the thing is, okay, we looked up this rule because we were kind of questioning it.
You guys know I'm the rule queen.
She's the rule queen. So we were like, can you? Because, you know, I mean, I didn't think that you were able to steal an item from somebody else.
Hold on.
But the way that JT was...
Are we sure he found the idol?
No, he didn't find an idol. I thought he found a clue.
But he found the idol later.
Troyzen found
an idol.
Oh, sorry.
Two different people.
Yes, anyways. So JT, like...
Oh, but really quick, just more on, like, the stealing. So part of the official survivor rules, stealing personal items from other contestants is strictly prohibited, and the hidden immunity idol is considered a personal item.
Yeah.
So they cannot be stolen from its owner.
And that was a question we had when we were watching, just to make sure, because obviously you saw JT picking up pants.
Yeah, he went through one of What's-Her-Face's bag.
Right.
Not only do I think that when you're looking at it, it's actually he's pitting his tribe against them, but he's also basically breaking the rules of Survivor.
Well, that's the thing, is like, did he not know that you can't steal an item from somebody else? Because they even said, like, on the raft, they're like, oh, he's probably going through all our stuff right now. Why would he be going through your stuff then?
But it may have been from a strategic standpoint. Like, the rules say you cannot steal it. It says nothing about going through.
But why would you be going through it,
though? I would go through it to see. So, say, for example, if you did have an idol. Right. Yeah. I now can play that against you. Like, yeah. I know you have an idol.
Right.
Work with Mira, so I'm going to tell the rest of the tribe because they don't know you have
one. That's
blackmail is legit.
Yeah. Sorry, everybody. Let me just clear up real quick. Troyzen found the idol, not JT. I made a mistake.
And if you are watching this episode, I can't wait to read the comments about this after what happened there. But yes, Troyzen found the idol.
Literally said the wrong name.
The real part about it that's interesting, though, is that so JT's a wild child because so he's going through people's stuff and they all know it. I just felt like he's setting himself up to be an easy target to be removed. Because he's pitting his whole entire tribe against him. So,
right.
I didn't see a lot of feistiness about it. It was kind of like one of those things like, oh, he's probably looking for an idol. Let's go back to this snorkeling.
It was
over
more
here.
Just speculation, I think. But like once they did get back to camp, like maybe they did see that their stuff was ruffled around and it's a little sketchy. I don't know. I mean, we didn't see much about it and it didn't seem like anybody was
that
mad. This
episode, I also don't feel like we've seen a lot of gameplay. I don't feel like you've seen, besides Ty a little bit, mm-hmm. and Caleb and Haley a little bit. You didn't see from the other tribes. Like,
Troyzen's like an ultimate gameplay.
No, he was
gameplay.
In ultimate gameplay, but you are now mixed up with new members. Well, I didn't really feel like there was a lot of like...
I feel like there just wasn't that much of an opportunity.
I think we're still at the point where we have too big of a cast
to really
get to the nitty gritty. Right now, it's almost like you're just seeing the surface level stuff with everything because they don't have enough time to give us deeper stuff between each tribe.
I hear you because there's a lot of people to kind of follow and show footage. But my thing was, I felt like last week gameplay was on an overhaul.
Yeah.
Like everybody was talking game last week.
It's kind of like right when
everyone
you get
was so
into,
excited to
yeah,
be there. Like,
yeah, okay,
oh, let's
I'll
catch
give you
up
that.
And let's play. And then now they're like, okay, let's kind of move it on. This felt like an episode in general that was kind of one of those to get you to the next
episode. I felt like it was a builder episode.
Yeah, definitely. Speaking of Ty before too, obviously we see that he does end up changing his mind, but right away when the Red Tribe Mana gets back, everybody's obviously saying, okay, it's either going to be Caleb or Haley. Like, there's no other options here. And Ty was kind of arguing, not arguing, but, like, trying to get his point across as to why they need to keep Caleb. Basically because, first of all, it's his buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, he thinks that he'd be better in challenges and better as, like, a stronger player to provide for them and whatnot. So basically, Ty goes to his other players and says, I would trade Caleb for Debbie, a.k.a. I don't want Debbie to be in our alliance anymore. I'd rather take Caleb. I mean, what do you guys think?
I think he could tell from the conversation that that was a serious no-go, and he had to decide, am I going to choose these other individuals that there's more of a majority over here, or am I really going to ride with Caleb and maybe we flip this with Haley? Mm-hmm. He had to really kind of decide, and I think he thought about his last experience with mm-hmm. Survivor, and he was like, okay, I have to go with the majority.
And I think, obviously, I do think that Ty made the right decision, but it's just
I'm a loyal person, so I probably wouldn't have flipped on Caleb
like
that.
It's like for Ty, like, he plays so much with his heart. I mean, like, he ends up making the right decision, but, like,
no,
he plays
it was the
so
right move,
much
but
with his heart, and he's just such a, like,
wouldn't play like that.
A true, like, sweet player that just doesn't want to hurt people. Like, he said, you know, if I do this to Caleb, even way before they even knew that they lost, he was like, if I do this to Caleb, I don't know how I'm going to be able to live with myself.
I was surprised that he did it to Caleb, to be honest.
I know, yeah. I was too. But
I mean, only because I felt like Caleb really had Ty's back when they played together. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people were angry at Ty when they played about the chicken thing.
Right.
And so I was surprised that he threw him so fast. But Defender saying Debbie might go after Ty if she hears about it. I totally agree. Debbie's a very, like, mm-hmm. spitfire. First of all, you guys, I can't stand Debbie. Mm-hmm. But she's very much like eye for an eye. So I can definitely see if she gets wind of it, she's going to go after Ty.
Yeah.
Speaking hardcore. Of the gameplay and who was playing the game, Brad was really playing the game.
Oh yeah.
In today's episode in the Monotribe, because he immediately recognized that Caleb, Ty, and Debbie could form an alliance mm-hmm. of the threesome mm-hmm. kind of.
Caleb, Ty, and Debbie.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. they all were on the same season,
right?
And so he was thinking, and I gotta say, shout out to Brad again, rocking the Syracuse hat, using his brain. That's what they teach at Syracuse. And he's trying to break up the Ty Caleb Debbie possible alliance, which he doesn't know. But he's funny, and I appreciate what he said. He said he doesn't want to be the chief, so he wanted to break it up, but he wanted it to be like not his decision.
Yeah, he wanted
I really like. So he doesn't want to get on top, but he's doing that kind of behind the scenes influencing.
Yeah, kind of like, I'm going to tell you what to say so I don't have to
but
say
it. But it doesn't look like he's doing it, so he's staying off of it. So I thought it was smart from a gameplay standpoint.
For sure.
Exactly.
What do you guys think about next week, both tribes in the bottom going to council?
That's going
to
be very interesting.
And a very long episode.
And
Jeff's reaction looked... Like, I don't remember him reacting like that.
I don't remember seeing something like that.
Where he's, like, flabbergasted or shocked. So I'm excited for that.
That's
going to
be really fun, definitely. So we kind of went over a little bit of Nuku and Mana, but with Tavua, that's how you say it, right? With Tavua, they're green, they're brand new. So they had to go to the new camp with nothing. But it didn't really seem like they were too... upset, like two phased by this. They were very cool about it and like collected, and I think that they'll do all right. And obviously Troyzon was the one that was out on this, and correction, he's the one that found the idol. So first of all, he found a clue to the idol, and we heard earlier that it's going to be a little different this season, where you don't just find an idol, you find a clue, and then you have to like go on challenges or find it some other way. So basically his clue was that he would find it in the challenge on the lower right side of one of the game boards.
I love this whole new thing that they're doing where a lot of the idols are out front and center.
Yeah.
Because you really have to think, is this a gamble I'm willing to take because other people may see me? And I love mm-hmm. the way he played it off to get it. Like, he, like, fell himself over on the table, leaned down, was trying really hard not to look down at it, and was mm-hmm. trying to fiddle faddle mm-hmm. a little bit with his hands, and I was like, oh my god, he's gonna blow this.
Well, at first it didn't look like he didn't know where it was. Like, he was feeling way underneath, and I was like, it's right there, like, please don't pass this up. I almost thought that he wasn't gonna be able to grab it.
Me too.
So that was interesting. I'm glad that he found it. He worked really hard for it, and I thought
it would have been cooler, and honestly, it would have been funnier if he wouldn't have got it, but kudos to you.
Yeah, kudos to him, for sure.
Or if they just, like, saw him get it.
Yeah, right? That's what I was saying first.
He's the big winner in tonight's episode.
Definitely.
Oh, for sure.
Well, because with the immunity challenge, too, like, you know, they had to go and transfer the water until they had enough to tip the bucket, blah, blah, blah. There was puzzles. But basically, you could decide if you were going to be on the team or stay after and untie the knots and do the puzzle. And when Troyzon stayed back to do the puzzle, we were all kind of like, why is he doing that? Like, why wouldn't he volunteer to do that? Like, to run, so then you can grab it easier. But I think it made sense in the end, and he made the right decision. Because
and he
otherwise,
was on the other side.
Yes.
So I think it would have been harder to try and run over there and grab
and
it.
And it's like everyone's looking at you. And this way, I think he did it in the exact like the execution of the way that he got it was great. Yeah, I thought.
He wins for the night
for sure. Were you gonna say something? Okay. A little bit, another thing with the Nuku tribe that was like a big deal tonight, okay, was the whole goat chase situation. And I just wanted to get into that a little bit. So they find the goat, they grab the baby goat. It's like a Bambi of goats.
It's like this big.
Just this big. And then the only reason they caught the bigger goat was because it was the mama and it was slowing down for its baby. And Sandra is all for eating the goats, and the rest of them have a heart and have a conscience and don't want to eat it.
Malcolm says it best, too. He says that Sandra doesn't give a damn.
And that's pretty much her whole MO for life.
She's ruthless.
Yeah. She's ruthless.
So I have a question for you guys out there watching, and you two. Have you ever eaten goat?
Absolutely not.
No, right?
I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it, especially if I was starving in Survivor, but...
I have never eaten goat, and that seemed... That was interesting.
I have eaten goat when I was in Africa.
Was it good?
It tastes similar to deer.
Okay.
So it has like a gamey kind of taste to it, but it's like a mix between deer and like a roast beef or a lamb, like but it has that gamey kind of taste to it.
It was most interesting to me that they actually were going after the goats when they had the chickens right there.
Well, I think that's the thing I forgot. As the chase started, I was like, yeah, get the meat. But I was like, this show would lose so many like viewers.
Oh my god,
supporters, I was thinking that too. Like they cannot be eating the
companies.
Goat.
Like not... there's no way that
I don't even care
if they were all in agreement. Like we're killing this doggone goat. The producers would not have allowed them to kill, which is interesting to me because it's like they kill chickens.
Right.
So what's the difference between killing a chicken and killing a goat?
I think it's
mind you, they needed to leave the baby alone, but.
Well, the thing is like they were saying.
I don't understand why the chicken. Everybody agreed that killing the chickens was okay.
So you're in agreement with Sandra then, because I mean.
Well, no, I say don't kill either one. Here's my thing. I don't ever want to know where the meat comes from. Just bring it to my plate.
But that's not how it works in Survivor.
When I see a live animal, every time I go vegan for like a good 2 weeks, because I feel like I'm murdering people.
I mean, that's what Malcolm was kind of saying. Like, you know, the rush and the adrenaline and like your mouth salivating by thinking about eating this and then like really seeing that it's a mom and a baby.
But they had rice.
They're like, I'm not going to.
They had coconuts.
They had rice. They had, and that,
they
that's
had
what they,
chickens. They had like four chickens.
To their offense, I think they were just trying to get meat to or something to store or like, not to store.
Sandra wanted goat that night.
Okay, right.
So, I think they're just bored.
I think they're
bored. But then they can keep the chickens for later, and then they'll have more food. I mean,
now, here's my thing. I would have kept the goats for milk.
Here's the problem saying that.
Cereal. I don't know.
Saving it for later. Who knows if there's later? You could be moving somewhere else. That's why they had enough chickens that I'm thinking... Just deal with
the
chickens.
Well, to their defense then they did say, okay, we have all these chickens and we're going to not eat the goats. But basically, Sandra's completely running the show here. You know, like, at first, and then she says, how about we let the mom and the baby go and then we go look for a male? And then it's just kind of like, okay, we're not doing this goat thing. But
why was it okay to kill the male? And I just...
Yeah, why is it okay
why
to kill a male?
Why the double standards?
That's not cool.
I'm with you.
I'm with my men.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
But, I mean...
It's not okay.
I'm proud of the rest of the tribe for not just going with Sandra wanted as they always do.
But however, I didn't like the way that they felt like they had to tippy toe
around
one
Sandra.
Person.
That scenario is completely different if it's day 30 and they don't have chickens tied up.
I agree 1,000%.
But it's day 9.
It's a different conversation when there are no other resources.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Mm-hmm. But I mean, as Thomas McGee says in the live chat, Sandra is really ruffling some feathers, and I agree with that, but she's such like an alpha female, and everybody follows her. Like, no matter what she does, people listen. And it's just like, I'm interested to see, like, she's running the show and, like, what's going to happen from here on out.
It's honestly amazing to me how she's running the show with very little objection.
Right.
You hear a few comments here and there about people are like, she's being a dictator,
mm-hmm.
but no one's really putting her in her place. Like,
right.
nobody's like, we're not listening to you.
Some things don't make sense.
I know.
But did you hear how he was like, I gotta figure out how I walk around the situation with her? I was just like, you're a grown man. Tell her no.
Yeah.
I know.
But hey, listen. She is the queen. She has won 2 times.
She is the queen.
Nobody in the history of the world has done what she's done.
You can tell her, I mean, her demeanor and her attitude, like, she knows that she's the queen, and she is.
She has every
right to own it.
And until someone writes her name down, and there's enough of the same people writing her name down, and she has to go home, she is the only undisputed champion.
What if she wins again?
I mean...
Let us know in the live chat. Do you guys think that Sandra will win again?
I think the way that people subdue to whatever she wants now is a clear indication that I could see her making it pretty far.
Brian in live chat says he feels like Sandra's just doing whatever she wants because she won twice and wants to see how far they'll let her go.
I agree 1,000%. And Defender made a good point. It wasn't like no one was saying, hey, we really don't want to do this. And Sandra was like, but I want to.
So we're going to do it.
But I did think it was interesting that Sandra made a point. She was like, before the chase started, it was, let's catch a goat and kill it.
Yeah.
And so she was like, now, why all of a sudden is it an issue? But somebody else made a good point that it's a totally different situation when you actually have the animal in your hand and you're getting ready to kill it.
It's just like Sandra's just a savage. Like, she'll just go for it. It's just,
hey, that's the way you win survival.
Right. I think it's all about boundaries. Right. It's like, what can I really get away with here?
I would not have eaten that goat, that's for damn sure. But Sandra is a badass. I don't know.
She also has the capital to be a badass.
Mm-hmm.
She's won.
Paul says that some people are saying, okay, Sandra's final three for sure. And then Paul says, if she made it to the end, I think she would win. I mean, how can you argue with that? If she's on the final three again for a third time.
And I think I would be like extremely agitated with every single player that is played if they allow her to get to the final
three. Hell yeah, exactly. If they allow that to happen.
Because I feel like What's-His-Face said it last week. She could win this whole thing.
Listen.
Why not get her out now?
There are 17 players left. They could all win this whole thing.
They could definitely all win. We've had other winners in the past. But
I'm still shocked at a last season's winner.
It's just crazy.
Anybody can win.
I totally agree with that. And we have had other winners in the past. It's just like the way that Sandra acts and like people still don't stop it. After what they've seen her do, they still go along with it. I mean, from what we've seen so far, again, it is only episode 3. Mm-hmm. But, it'll be interesting to see. So we talked about the immunity challenge a little bit. We know that Nuka wins and Tallulah gets second, so Mana's going to Tribal. So that means for Caleb and Haley, this is their third time at Tribal already, so they've gone, they know what's going on. Haley knows that she's in hot water, but basically it's looking more like it's going to be Caleb.
But this is the first time that I've actually seen a little bit of spunk from Haley. I feel like during Tribal, she really kind of said, like, I would be afraid to mm-hmm. continue to let Ty and Caleb play together.
Yeah.
While I think that was already in everybody's mind and that was already the decision that was going to be made,
mm-hmm.
I appreciated her at least sticking up for herself.
Like you're saying in Tribal when she says, hey,
right,
guys.
Right, right,
right. Right. We see, you know, Caleb is basically saying, hey, I don't have the type of relationships that Haley has on the other side, and this is why you need to vote for Haley. And Haley's saying, basically that she's better to take to the end. She says, this is my final argument. You know, if you take Caleb, he's... Not that he, I don't know if she said that he has like a better chance of winning or something, but basically like
he has more likability.
He's stronger. Because
I keep forgetting she's playing.
And basically she's just saying, if you take me to the end, it's better for you, you know? And, you know, Brad's arguing too with Ty that, you know, Caleb's going to hurt him in the end. And I think, I mean, I already mentioned that I think Ty made the right decision. What do you guys think? Let us know in the live chat if you think that Ty made the right decision or not. I mean, I don't know if you can really say that he didn't. But, I mean, Haley could be just as strong of a player.
I agree with Joseph. He's saying that the block voting at this point is getting pretty boring. I would like a little bit more feistiness during these councils.
Sure. Like, you're saying for the rest of them to just switch.
It will happen.
I need some, you know, I know it'll happen. You tell me this all the time, but I'm like, I want it to happen now.
Most surprising to me was that Caleb made it the same amount of time as he did last time.
Caleb made it to day 9.
I think he should be really depressed about that. Like, you were taken out last time because you physically could not keep going. This time, you just couldn't make the social game to, like, pull it together.
Well, the thing about...
And now I'm just thinking that maybe, Caleb, you're not as cool as I thought you were.
Well, the thing about Caleb is, okay, he made it to day 9 the first time. Not his fault he got medevaced out. He made it to day 9 the second time. Obviously his fault. But the thing is about Caleb is he's on a season called Game Changers when he has not changed the game in any way. And I know people will probably mad about that, but let me just say, I think that he hasn't changed the game. The fact, and we said this last week, was that for Survivor Game Changers this time, it was people that had changed the game or could have changed the game. So I understand Caleb very well could have changed the game, but how would you know if he was going to change the game or not? It's all speculation.
I don't disagree with you 1,000%. I will tell you this. Caleb was a huge favorite.
Caleb is very likable.
He did play.
Caleb was very likable.
And I honestly think he would have gone extremely far if he would have had the opportunity to play out his season.
But we don't know that. And it's
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah, it's like he's a likable guy. He played Big Brother. People are very happy about it. But I just don't see.
Do you speculate now that they will bring him back to play another season?
No, I definitely don't think they will.
I agree.
There's no way.
Sorry, Caleb. Try Big Brother
again. I mean, what do you
this
guys
was,
think?
This was the shot that he had to come back.
And yeah.
He wasn't memorable. He didn't really establish anything, and he's gone home.
I really hope they'll let him play Big Brother again.
Joseph says Caleb only got this chance because he was medevaced out.
That's true.
He was on the wrong cast with the best who had played this game. I mean, it's true. But I don't know. I just never.
I think he was out of his league.
Yeah. I don't think he was out of his
lucky,
league.
Lucky, unlucky. Sometimes
well,
it happens.
I mean, the majority. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, that's my thoughts on Caleb. There. I think he is very likable, and I think that he's probably a great guy and that he did what he could. But I don't think he was a game changer. That's all I'm going to say. So he wasn't.
I agree with you.
I'm sure people in the comments will have a different opinion, and that's fine. Let us know. We'd love to hear it. Do you guys have any other thoughts before we get into predictions?
I think this episode was boring, and I can't wait to see what happens next episode.
Who had Caleb on their fantasy team?
That's Someone what was I want to mention. Do you remember where Caleb was picked?
You were supposed to write it down.
It's written down. We remember. Caleb was the second pick. Who had the second pick? She's sitting
okay, right. Thomas McGee says that he agrees.
She's sitting right next to me.
That Caleb... We shouldn't have been on Game Changers, but that he should have been on a second chance season, which is 100% how I feel. He wasn't a game changer, but he definitely should have gotten a second chance on a different season.
Oh, and Paul, I'm in full agreement that he was annoying on Big Brother. He got into a showmance that was more of a stalker situation, which tells you a lot about his character. So I think he should just
stalker
stay
situation.
Off of reality TV.
We'll talk Damn. Offline about this.
Didn't you pick him first?
I did.
Oh, that was your
because
first pick.
I thought that he was going to do more than what he did. I was wrong.
I was wrong.
You know that I'm that gal. I will tell you when I'm wrong.
Oh, God.
Wrong pick.
That. I love that.
All right. Wrong well, pick. On that note, let's get into prediction.
What is and now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so next week, we already got a little taste of what's to come. We see that both tribes that lose the immunity challenge go to tribal. So that's... I mean, is this going to be two separate tribals?
No, I think it's one.
Just one big-ass tribal.
I would, so here's the thing. I think it's going to be two separate. I want it to be one big tribal council.
I think it's
going to
be one big one.
But then they only pick one person,
I think it'll be, that'll really get my juices flowing again.
When are they going to have time to talk about this and decide
who
they want to vote off?
That's what I think
is going to be. That's what's going to be cool.
I think tribal next week is going to be the best tribal of the season so far.
Definitely.
Because they're not going to have the time beforehand. I think when they show up to tribal, that's when it's going to be, whoa, all these things coming out in tribal. It's going to, you're going to have no idea where it's going to go. And
sure.
I think that's going to be one of the things that's new about this season of
Survivor. Definitely.
Do you guys think it'll be one or two people going home?
I think one.
I was hoping for two.
I think it might be two. Really? I think it might be two because, you know, we have a lot of those episodes where they have to, like, speed it up a little to get,
yeah,
you know, on time.
I will say again that Caleb was really disappointing.
We're doing predictions.
I'm still sad about
which
it.
Which two tribes do you think are going to meet at
Tribal? Oh, gosh.
Green and orange.
I'm going to say green and red, yeah. I think blue is going
to... red.
So you think Nuku's going to win
next
week?
I'm calling colors that aren't playing.
I think Nuku's going to win again next week because they got first... this time.
Not only did they get first, but I love the way that they communicated, if you guys are paying attention.
Uh-huh.
Like, they literally had to drag Michaela over,
mm-hmm,
and they weren't yelling at her about it, which
right.
I think lets you know their level of gameplay.
Whereas you see on Red, like,
Nuku is a strong
they were
child.
Yelling at
yeah.
each other.
Like,
child.
Debbie was a little
yeah.
behind, and it was like, okay, come on, she's yelling at them.
Right.
I think, and you know, Green's kind of getting there, but they are the brand new tribe. I think that Nuku's very strong.
Nuku is a strong tribe.
And I think that, I mean, I guess we'll see what happens, because you never know, but I do think that Nuku's going to win next week, and it's going to be Mana and Tavua going to
yeah.
tribal.
And
so
it'll
exciting.
Be exciting.
It'll be exciting.
Lots
so,
of popcorn, guys.
Yes. So anyways, actually, next week, on that note, we will not be in the studio next week. We will be joining again in 2 weeks. So next week, make sure to just chat with us over social media. Let us know your thoughts, and we'll be interacting and watching the episode and letting you guys know what we think. And then we can... talk about it just a little bit in 2 weeks when we come back, and then we'll get into the other episode. So make sure you tune in 2 weeks, and also let us know your thoughts on next week via Twitter and social media. So anyways, on that note, this has been Survivor, guys. This is season 34, episode 3. It was a game changer, as is the whole season. I'm your host, Paige Bonanno. You guys can follow me on all social media at Paige Bonanno. And where can they find you guys?
You guys can find me on social media at DominiqueP_ESQ.
I'm impressed you did that. I thought you were going to say everywhere. You can find me on social media.
But I am everywhere.
You are. At Mike Rips. You're even in my moment, and I love that. You can find me at Mike Rips or everywhere with Dom. My name is Mike Rippey. I won't see you next week because we're not here, but I'll see you in 2 weeks.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. See you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.